So when did you go to Amazon and what was your job there?
So Amazon, I went there in 2016, which was following, for anybody keeping track, a scathing article in the New York Times in 2015 about the culture at Amazon. And really a hardcore reverberation around tech in general, but they took a focused aim at Amazon. Mm-hmm. And my intention after leaving such a big job for so long, and I took a sabbatical in between, my intention, and again, it's never up to me, the universe keeps reminding me, was to go smaller and to have bigger fingerprints, et cetera, because by that time I'd had the financial success that I wanted to kind of follow where was impact over income, which is a personal mantra of mine. But in the beautiful network of the world and the people that you collect as you go through these experiences, I had a sponsor who said, why don't you come in and do a conversation with us? You'll make us better, which is brilliant recruiting strategy, by the way. It's the, hey, Mark, do you know anybody who might like this job? Or, right? It's great psychology, and I fell for it hook, long, and sinker. And I used to do it for a living. But she said, come in and help us be sharp. And so I went through, anybody going through an Amazon loop it's like defending a master's thesis. Amazon is a whole different university when it comes to business, from their compensation philosophy to their communication practices, which I can speak to in narrative paper writing, to their interview process. I had an 8-hour interview. It was an intensive, but I was just in it for the experience. It was like, if nothing else, I can say that I interviewed there. And I was very similar to the others. Of course, you have the construct of the question, tell me about a time and some of the business elements to suss out key qualifications. But like, as I love the story in between the story.
And you must have had a ton of, experience from Expedia that you could translate in terms of lessons and abilities and stuff like that, right?
Sure. And Amazon is very methodical. They call it their mechanisms for identification and for hiring. And I'd known about the company. I'd recruited against them for a decade. So that's fun. And there's a lot written on the Amazon culture. And at the time I was interviewing for a role in kind of diversity and inclusion. And by the end of it, I was telling them why I wasn't the best candidate for them. And, and here's all the reasons why. And so afterwards they came back and said, because I basically talked myself out of that role. I'm like, I am not what you need. I know this to be true. And they came back and said, how about a different role? How about we talk about something over here? And so that was fun because it just goes back to, one of the things I really love about their culture, and they have the ability and the privilege to do this, is they can just bring on talent and then find a role. Hmm. I mean, they're so large. And so they have that seeking excellence criteria, which is really special. So coming in, and I started in AWS, which is their cloud division, Amazon Web Services, which again was another, at that time, 10,000 person unit. I was like, oh, I'm at the largest company in the world, but in a small subset. Well, that didn't last very long. But it is like going from community college to Harvard, being around extra sharp knives all the time and the critical thinking, which you were saying earlier. And it was a whole different communication style. But it was such a playground. I have an MBA, but I feel like it was a different level of application. It wasn't theory anymore. It was really around the germination of ideas. And that was cool. The egos are stripped out of it. In fact, it's very much the opposite. You don't get big executive titles. Very, very few do. It was really all about, you go into a meeting, you don't have any idea who's who. And that's liberating. And so really being among world-class thinkers who routinely challenged your ideas as a way to invest in them, not to criticize them or to ensure conformity. Hmm. It was very much like, we want to be the best, so we will bring our best brains and sharpen all corners of this. And it was an investment. It's not soft and fuzzy, but you come out, it was like going to professional personal trainers every day being like, shift this, do this, think about this. And people investing all the time to keep getting you to a next level of thinking.
So what does it take to succeed at Amazon? for somebody who may be just coming out of college now and looking at that company?
Well, that's a different question than how I would answer it for me. Hmm. I've heard a lot of people say that if you come early in your career to Amazon, it's a phenomenal training ground. Think of an athlete early in their arc of really getting to understand form and measure. And you're working with the best of the best, physiologists and sports psychologists and all the rest of it. For me, I was in my 40s and it was, again, wildly liberating. I didn't need the title, or I wasn't necessarily chasing the next. I could sit and enjoy the seasoning of great brains around me because I had already had confidence in my competence. So that was fun. If you're at a different point in your career, I can see why that would be something that you're constantly striving for or looking for mile markers along the way. I was like, this is going to be fun for however long it lasts. And then the world changed when I was there. So I was, I had multiple roles, but I spent the first year of the pandemic because I was working in culture and communications in my last 2 years there. And I was there for almost five. And, but that first year of the pandemic where that was, culture is a beautiful brochure or it's a page on an internet. You insert COVID and culture all of a sudden is daily actions. And so that was a whole different level of seeing great companies rise up to take care of people. And I was very privileged to get to see that. So you can have all the mechanisms, all the benefits of a Amazon, but to see how everyone in that space led forward was a whole thing on redeemed workplace. Hmm. Or not so redeemed as we saw in different industries.
Yeah. What a strange thing that Amazon was perfectly positioned to be the company that everyone went to during the pandemic, right? I mean, we had to get stuff delivered to our houses. But from a culture standpoint, what changed when the pandemic hit at Amazon?
One of the things that I was able to see, and of course I have a small view because it's such a large company, is they were one of the, they really stepped forward with communication, especially into the point of saying, we don't know the answer yet. So often companies or brands or leaders, they're hesitate. We don't want to speak until we have everything. We filled out every Q&A until it's been proofed and polished nine times. And again, I came from copywriting and editors, and I understand the aspiration for perfection, but there's no room for it in culture. Messy and authentic beats polished and perfect any day of the week. And so what I really was able to observe Amazon do is to step forward and say, here's what we know as of this date and time. And lots of Q's without A's, right? Questions without answers. They were also one of the first where it was feasible to send people home without large committee meetings. One of the elements of just being able to do the right thing, do the people first. Now, of course, there are elements within that company where people had to be in person. But every time I was able to go into the office, my joke was, it was more sanitized and safer than my local grocery store. The provisions, they were one of the first to roll out COVID testing that got dropped off at your home. Because of their size and scale, they could offer benefits that weren't those award winnings on the side. It was like, here's a hotline you can call if you have questions for this. They could use their influence, their impact to really do things that were meaningful. And so, and they were among the first that says, we don't expect you back, again, for those who qualify, for at least 6 months. And it ended up being over 3 years. And so you didn't have to worry. And I was a single mom at the time with younger teenagers of being like, I'm just going to be here. And they were able to bring forward choice. And I think especially if you go into Beats working and culture, choice is the economy that is going to change the dynamic more than conformity.